אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 773.
We are reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam, the article in volume 1, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot, page 283, item 15. You can watch or listen on Kabbalah TV and ask questions there. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
The spiritual perception of reality is completely above reason. Now we come to it slowly, since a person is not able to get into such a thing all at once. He doesn't understand what we're talking about. He lacks the physical or emotional, mental cells with which to do something about it. So it often happens when he looks at all those things and he asks, what do they want from me? He doesn't understand, because he seemingly cannot hear that language. What can he do? So we come to a state
לאט לאט דורש הרבה פעם הרבה פעולות.
Slowly, slowly, it requires many actions. Infinite number of actions we receive from above, which we don't even feel, like that the Creator is working on us, like our life. We can eat, sleep, go, do certain work, but in the meantime, our body is working. It's absorbing material, it's doing things, arranging liquids and hormones and all those things. Spirituality is the same. We are sitting in a lesson. We study, we hear something, we connect, or maybe we're in breaks in between. Nevertheless, we're constantly working. Our reshimo, it's called reshimo, are constantly in action. Incessant action. So, although it requires time, we're nevertheless advancing. And in addition to that, since we want to accelerate our advancement, we have a few directions to follow. Both in the study and in dissemination. Emotionally and mentally, or intellectually. Both alone and in the group, from our side, from below, and from the Creator's side, from above. From our side, from below, in order to awaken the Creator, and also from His side, in order to awaken us. Meaning there are many, many actions here, and they're all multifaceted. They work in an integral fashion, in an integral system, and they all influence one another. Consequently, as it's written, everything within the might of your hand to do, you should do. So then, only then can you expect a result. When? First, reach Lishma. So we will continue from item 15.
The writings of Balas.
Introduction to the study of Ten Sefirot.
The writings of Baal HaSulam, volume 1, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot, item 15, page 283. Thus, it has been thoroughly clarified that one should not expect that engagement in Torah and Mitzvot, commandments, lo lishma, not for her sake, will bring him to lishma, for her sake, except when one knows in one's heart that he has been granted faith in the Creator and in his Torah appropriately. This is because then the light in it reforms him, and he will be rewarded with the day of the Lord, which is all light. For the Kedusha, holiness of faith, purifies one's eyes to enjoy his light until the light in the Torah reforms him. Yet, those without faith are as bats. They cannot look at the light of day because the daylight has been inverted for them to a more terrible darkness than the darkness of the night, as they are only fed in the darkness of the night. Likewise, the eyes of the faithless are blinded to the light of the Creator. Hence, the light becomes darkness for them, and a portion of life is turned into a portion of life is turned into a portion of death for them. It is about them that the writing says, "Woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord! Why do you need the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light." Thus, first one must make one's faith complete.
So we have a direction. We have to first reach complete faith, the degree of Bina, the light of Chassadim, faith above reason, meaning complete faith on top of the force of reception and the will to receive. So we would have also the force of bestowal. And then, without any fear, we can enter all those worlds, those upper worlds, the wisdom of Kabbalah, all those explanations, all those actions without fail. That's what he's telling us for the time being. Okay, we heard it. What's next?
Item 16. This answers yet another question in the Tosfot. We say there, anyone who practices Torah Lishma for her sake, his Torah becomes to him a portion of life. And anyone who practices Torah Lo Lishma, not for her sake, his Torah becomes to him a portion of death. They asked, yet we said one should always engage in Torah, even if Lo Lishma, since from Lo Lishma he will come to Lishma. According to the explained above, we should divide it simply. One who engages in Torah for the mitzvah of learning Torah and believes in reward and punishment, but associating self-pleasure and benefit with the intention to bring contentment to his Maker, the light in it will reform him and he will achieve Lishma. And one who learns Torah not for the mitzvah of learning Torah, since he does not believe in reward and punishment to the extent that he should labor so much for it, but exerts only for his own pleasure, it becomes a portion of death for him, since for him the light in it is turned to darkness. Again, item 16. This answers yet another question in the Tosfot. We say there, anyone who practices Torah Lishma, his Torah becomes to him a portion of life. And anyone who practices Torah Lo Lishma, his Torah becomes to him a portion of death. They asked, yet we said, one should always engage in Torah, even if Lo Lishma, since from Lo Lishma he will come to Lishma. According to the explained above, we should divide it simply. One who engages in Torah for the mitzvah commandment of learning Torah and believes in reward and punishment, but associates self-pleasure and benefit with the intention to bring contentment to his Maker, the light in it will reform him and he will achieve Lishma. And one who engages in Torah, and one who learns Torah not for the mitzvah of learning Torah, since he does not believe in reward and punishment to the extent that he should labor so much for it, but exerts only for his own pleasure, it becomes a potion of death for him, since for him the light in it is turned to darkness.
לא שומעים רב.
חברים, מה השאלה?
חברים, what is the question?
תודה.
Thank you for the lesson. The question is this. On item 15, he writes that a person doesn't need to wait for engagement in Torah to bring him to Lishma until he attains from within his own soul that he was rewarded with faith in the Creator. And on item 16, he writes that we do come from Lo Lishma to Lishma. So my question is, how does a person come to know from within his own soul that he was rewarded with faith in the Creator?
This is a feeling that what he's doing only for the sake of the Creator, not for himself. How does he know it's for the sake of the Creator? The Creator is concealed, I don't know. So it's towards the other. If I'm willing to do everything, and I want to do everything, and I do everything from my 10, first of all, my 10, this is the test for whether or not I'm on the right path. And through the path, through the 10, it's not enough. Through the 10, also towards the whole of humanity. All of Bnei Baruch, and then all of humanity.
Okay.
What enables a person to disconnect from the desire to please himself from Lo Lishma?
The reforming light. Only the upper light is what that shines to a person can take him out of his ego.
Moscow 7.
Да, Бальсулам здесь делит всех учеников на две части.
Бальсулам divides students into two. The first part are those who merge pleasure for themselves with contentment to the Creator, and then there's those who can't do it, who don't do it. How do you come to a situation where you manage to combine your self-interest with bringing contentment to the Creator so that the light will work?
This is already the end of the path. Your desire is good, but you need to realize it. Tel Aviv 10.
Thank you, Rav. It seems like the whole difference in going from Lo Lishma to Lishma is faith in reward and punishment. Can you explain this a little bit?
First of all, don't say it in such a way that this is the truth and you think it's the truth. It's all with a question mark. Don't make such conclusions and be certain that you have something to stand on. But what is reward and punishment? It means that for everything he does, he knows there's a reward or punishment. Very simple. The question is this. Is punishment also a reward since I go and I learn from it? So it depends on how a person relates to that. That's it. PT 12.
Rav, because we learn in Lo Lishma, at least I feel that I'm in Lo Lishma, is this why the will to receive grows, so I'm the portion of death?
No, because nevertheless you want to reach bestowal, as if you want to reach in order to bestow, as much as you can even think about it, somehow. That's why it's not called the potion of death.
In the state of darkness that is revealed in every degree, is it because I'm in Lo Lishma or is it a natural process?
No, the darkness that's revealed in each degree is for you to, in order to help you advance, to show you're not in wholeness. Item 17.
Item 17, page 284 in the writings of Bala Sulam, volume 1. Hence, the student pledges prior to the study to strengthen himself in faith in the Creator and in his guidance, in reward and punishment. As our sages said, your employer is liable to pay you the reward for your work. One should aim one's labor to be for the mitzvot, commandments of the Torah. And in this way, he will be rewarded with enjoying the light in it, and his faith will strengthen and grow through the power in this light. As it is written, it shall be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Then one can be certain that from lo lishma he will come to lishma, in a way that even one who knows about himself that he has not been rewarded with faith still has hope through the practice of Torah. For if he sets his heart and mind to attain faith in the Creator through it, there is no greater mitzvah than this. It is, as our sages said, Habakkuk came and stressed only this: a righteous shall live by his faith. Moreover, there is no other counsel but this. As it is written, Rabba said, Job wished to rid the whole world of judgment. He said to him, Master of the world, you have created the righteous, you have created the wicked. Who holds you down? And Rashi interprets there, you have created the righteous through the good inclination. You have created the wicked through the evil inclination. Hence, none are saved from your hand. For who holds you down? Coerced are the sinners. And what did the friends of Job reply? Indeed, you revoke fear and impair prayer before God. The Creator created the evil inclination. He has created for it the Torah as a spice. Rashi interprets there, created for it the Torah, which is a spice that revokes thoughts of transgression. As it is said, for if you come across a villain, pull him to the seminary. If he is hard, he will soften. Hence, not coerced are they, for they could save themselves.
לא שומעים, רב.
PT 34.
הרב, we can't hear you.
PT 34.
What is the good inclination in man, and what is the bad inclination, the evil inclination? Definitions.
Anything that brings me to the purpose of creation is called the good inclination, the good will, and everything that drives me away from there back to all kinds of different directions, that's called the bad inclination, the evil inclination. That's it.
Pashut.
Simple.
Focus group.
Focus group.
Israel, shoel katuv baot etvav.
It says in item 15 that one should not expect that engaging in lo lishma will bring him to lishma. He should only know that he was only in when he was rewarded with his Torah. So what should one expect before receiving faith?
To expect that he will have the light of faith, the force of bestowal. And then, from that will to bestow, he will know how to acquire the Torah. The Torah itself is the light of Chochmah, that is clothed in the light of Chasadim. And then he will think how it'll be in him, how it'll clothe in him.
Moscow 1.
Moscow 1.
Иов, который говорит, что подневольные и праведники, и грешники.
Иов. He says that the sinners are coerced. What is this quality?
That it doesn't matter what man, in him there's the will to receive, the ego that constantly holds him, doesn't let him go to Kedusha. So how to demand from a person to do it not in the heart, not in the mind? He has no ability. So how should he do it? So he says there is something you can do. You have a group, you have a ten, you have a guide, groups, you have the light that reforms, you have the creator that's concerned about all these things from above, and he's leaving you with some opening, then you have to add, all in all, make a little effort, come to the lessons, participate in the 10, in dissemination, support in something, in anything you can. The creator is a result. According to your efforts, he can bestow with his great light to you. That's it. You just need patience and as much as you can to try not to miss out on any moment from advancing, and still in each and every moment with your thoughts, you can be connected to the process.
Moscow 6.
Rav, а что за обязательство такое перед учебой укрепиться в вере?
Rav, what does it mean that before the study we have to strengthen ourselves in his faith and reward?
It's written that the studier commits to strengthening the faith in the Creator, yeah, and so on. That means that I get help from the Creator. He brought me here, and now I have to make an effort. And the effort of making here will work on me, will give me the light that reforms. And then I'll change even more, and then I'll make actions that are more similar to him, and according to that, he'll work on me from above, again, the reforming light, and in this way we can get closer to one another. I believe in that, I hear that from the Kabbalists, I read about it, and then that's what I also do every day. Okay, here you see, we all come down, so keep reading.
We're continuing in item 18. Clearly, they cannot rid themselves of the judgment if they say that they received that spice and still have thoughts of transgressions, meaning that they are still in doubt and the evil inclination has not yet melted. For the Creator who created it and gave the evil inclination its strength evidently knew to create the remedy and the spice liable to wear off the power of the evil inclination and eradicate it altogether. And if one practices Torah and fails to remove the evil inclination from himself, it is either that he has been negligent in giving the necessary labor and exertion in the practice of Torah, as it is written, I did not labor and found, do not believe. Or perhaps he did put the necessary amount of labor, but has been negligent in the quality. This means that while practicing Torah, they did not set their minds and hearts to draw the light in the Torah, which brings faith to one's heart. Rather, they have been absent-minded about the principal requirement demanded of the Torah, namely the light that yields faith. And although they initially aimed for it, their minds went astray during the study. Either way, one cannot rid oneself of the judgment by arguing coercion. For our sages strictly state, I have created the evil inclination, I have created for it the Torah as a spice. If there had been any exceptions to this, then Job's question would remain valid.
You
understand, friends, or not? I just don't see any I see people are tired. It's Thursday, you know, weekend's coming. Corona's holding, it's not simple to hold it on the head. That the crown is pressing on everybody. Something's happening, like a general heaviness. So, what do we do? I can't hear.
Rav, I see that there are questions.
Yeah, but you know, I know those guys who want to ask.
Oh,
New
York 4.
New York 4.
If I can concentrate all lesson, it's not good because it becomes like a habit. Also, if I can't concentrate a lesson, it's not good. So when is it good?
To concentrate in the 10, and through the 10, reach all those other means. Otherwise, nothing good will happen. Only the 10. And I heard yesterday, I'm repeating this again, I heard yesterday that still friends aren't organized in tens. They still don't feel that they're in a society of 10 people. And that in those 10 people, they will discover the Creator. So why are they studying for? It's written either chavruta or mituta, or together or death. It all depends if you have a 10 or not. So please decide. And if you have questions, so talk, turn to me. Send those questions with all the problems to who, Gilad?
You can send to Board World Kli, and we'll sort them out, and you'll get the answers.
Yeah.
If you can put the address on, Board World Kli.
Put the address up there.
BoardWorldKli@gmail.com.
Oh. Yeah. Write it in any language you want. Anything about tens, please turn to us. Because without organizing correctly in tens, we can't pass the barrier. We need to organize like an army. That's it. And you have people that want to do it. Gilad was a captain of a warship. He can organize it. So he knows how to organize things. Okay. You know what? Maybe we'll go to something else. I don't know. I don't feel such an awakening. Okay, let's see Kiev 1. Where's Vlad?
Что мы сегодня несколько раз уже говорили на уроке, и сейчас, что мы, поднимаясь, растворяясь, товарищи.
We said a few times in the lesson, and now too, that we're rising to the degree of Bina. When we dissolve in the friends, we try to reveal the Creator, but not Him, rather His greatness and importance. That's what we discover, if I understand.
Wait. You're an educated person. Tell me. When I want to discover, let's say, a magnetic force, they say it exists here, but how do I discover it? I discover it with an instrument. The instrument doesn't reveal the magnetic force, it reveals that there's something, some force working on it, and that's the way it's responding in such and such a way. That's it. So, the instrument doesn't discover the force itself. It discovers a way it responds to a certain force, right?
И насколько я знаю, что прибор еще через сопротивление работает.
To the extent that I know, this instrument works with resistance. You have to have resistance.
Of course, we are making the instrument of ourselves, and it works exactly according to the same principle like any other instrument in this world. Just let's organize everything correctly and prepare you to reveal Him.
So my question, let's try to depict ourselves doing this work between us.
It's not that we don't want to reveal Him, we can't. Also, an instrument, any instrument that reveals some kind of phenomena works in the same manner. It works in a way that it has to absorb, feel some kind of phenomena, and then respond to it. Then we can measure that phenomena. And according to the phenomena, we can start speaking of what was working on Him. I don't know what a magnetic force is. I know it just works and moves things around, or in a electrical wire it can like awaken a reaction, or it moves a dial on a compass. That's it. That's what I see. So meaning I see a response, and not that same force, but the response of my instrument of on that force. And those, that response, that's what I say, that that's the way that force is working. And those responses, that's what I name that force. It has nothing to do with one another, but that's what I say, that's how I call it, because I have no other choice. That's how we get everything, we perceive everything in such a way, and that way we build of ourselves. It confuses us, but we build it of ourselves. That same compass, that same coil, the same force, the same instrument, which reveals the Creator. And in this way, the Creator is turning everything around in us, but we don't recognize it. We don't recognize it. What do I need to do inside me in order to start recognizing Him? That's the whole thing. That's why all of our work is to calibrate ourselves towards the Creator, that we will know how to discover Him, how to grasp Him. And then we also need, there's another thing here. From Him working on me, I feel my response. My response. From that response, I need to decipher it in order to know Him. That's something else, because He's working and I'm responding. So I'm working from my desire, from my body. So I need to calibrate myself in such a way that my desire will give me recognition, understanding in the actions of the Creator in a correct, pure way. That's why I need to calibrate myself to zero, that I'm not demanding anything of myself, that I don't want anything. Just like that instrument, we need to bring it to zero first, to restart it. Then after that restart, we can measure the result. What is that? Zeroing is not to be bribed myself, to start from nothing. How do I get to that? Through the 10. If in the 10 I yearn for the center of the 10 and want to be connected to the 10, everybody together in that 10, that is called that I have zeroed my instrument to that zero. Now, from that zero, I can start responding correctly to the Creator, to what he is bestowing upon me. So now, the question is how I understand it, how I feel it. There are more issues, but at least that zero point is there. That I don't take anything to myself, only for the 10. Why the 10? Because I don't have anything else that I can be confident that towards it, that I'm not receiving for myself. In that way, if there are more people before me, and I'm thinking towards them, connected towards them, so I annul in them, and then I personally become neutral. Zero. In such a way, we can build a correct instrument of ourselves to reveal the Creator.
So the question is exactly about that. When we're in this zero state, we're all of us together in this state, what does it mean that then we get from the Creator response, bestowal, and how to interpret it properly? In what way this signal comes from Him to the 10?
When we as a 10 start to awaken in mutual bestowal towards one another, He gives us a force of bestowal, and in that force of bestowal, we discover that He's dwelling between us, that we, the 10, are starting to relate to one another in such a way, in mutual bestowal, meaning that we get the quality of binah, bestowal. That is already the force of faith. Binah, ashpa'ah, faith, upon our resistance, upon our reason. That resistance starts being felt more, too, because we get a force that supposedly flows through the wires, like in some instrument, let's say, and then I feel that I have a resistance. And then in such a way, we can measure the two. Here is bestowal, here is reception, this is called faith, this is called reason, and we can measure. And they ascend, also the force of my ego grows, and the force of bestowal grows, and in this way we ascend Malchut and Bina. The only difference is, it's as if it's the same. You have a difference between Malchut and Bina. What's the difference? The seven sefirot of Zeranpin. First it was zero, and then it grows and grows and grows and grows to seven sefirot of Zeranpin. Who is that Zeranpin? It's exactly the patsuf of your soul that was just born. It was born in the bet, in the stomach of Binah, because it was connected to Malchut, and Malchut annuls itself towards Binah, and that's how it happens.
Those seven sefirot, these seven sefirot of Zeranpin, what are they? Are they the qualities of the friends?
It's all of reality. That is where you perceive all of reality. From above reason and reason, that's where all of reality is, the whole world, everything. There is nothing but that. Above Bina, it's the qualities of the Creator, Keter Chochma Bina. Below, it's the qualities of Zeranpin. And Malchut is the will to receive that the Creator created, meaning except for you developing these qualities between Malchut and Bina, there's no more. That's all of reality. We'll discover it, we'll see it. There are still a lot of things that I shouldn't confuse it with yet. But that's the way it works.
Last question. Is Bina, when it's in this point, it has to simultaneously relate to the Creator and Zeranpin?
Yes, we've learned that Bina, until it's Chazeh, till the half of Bina is entirely to bestow, and from half of B9 out, it already wants to receive, and then it builds itself in such sfirot, like a womb, zat of bina, and then it gives birth to zeranpin. That's how it works, exactly like that. Slowly these things will all connect together. Don't worry, it'll all happen. And for now, we will go to the next state.
And let's sing a song together.
Let your heart speak. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder, you won't be alone. Love is around the deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is why. Together as one.